Governor Doyle has said he will help give Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett the ability to appoint people to what is now an elected school board. The mayor also wants to be able to choose the next Milwaukee school superintendent. The so-called school takeover plan is quickly dividing Milwaukee. State Representative Christine Sinicki is vice chair of the Assembly Education Reform Committee. She says she'll try to kill Doyle's plan in that panel, or amend it to let mayors take over all Wisconsin school districts.
If by some odd chance the bill does make it through, I will amend it to include the rest of the state. Because, you know, they're slapping Milwaukee voters in the face. Because we're not capable, we're not bright enough to elect our own people. So, you know, if it's good for Milwaukee, it should be good for the rest of the state.
Sinicki says she would object to any plan to send the school's bill directly to the Joint Finance Committee. Meanwhile, more civil rights groups are raising concerns about the potential loss of an elected school board. Jerry Ann Hamilton heads the Milwaukee office of the NAACP. She says many African Americans in the city don't want to be disenfranchised.
We ain't letting nobody turn us around.
But Milwaukee Common Council President Willie Hines has come out in favor of the takeover plan, and last Friday, two Latino groups endorsed the takeover if certain conditions are met. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.